Welcome. I am Louise Campbell Anthony, your host. I'm live here at rawveganmatters.com on our first coaching call with a very special guest coach we have with us today, an amazingly strong-willed woman whom I've given the name Mrs. Raw Cold Turkey Ashley. I gave her that name because she turned from a SAD diet, that's the standard American diet, to a 100% raw diet overnight, cold turkey. Her name, Ashley Chung. She's been featured on the cover of People magazine. She's been featured in ForksOverKnives.com, Mercy for Animals, BlackWomenLosingWeight.com, and many other media spotlights for the drastic health transformation she's managed to accomplish in just a little less than a year. She dropped 252 pounds down to 125 pounds on a raw diet. Now she's running her own blog at rawandradiant.com, and she has her own line of products. So I'm so honored that she agreed to coach our Raw Vegan Matters fans and followers and sharing her experience and her know-how about living the raw vegan lifestyle. So without further ado, let's welcome Mrs. Raw Cold Turkey Ashley Chung to our call. Hello, Ashley.
Hi.
Hi. I'm glad and I'm honored that you've agreed to be our coach for today, and I'm sure our Raw Vegan fans and followers are happy as well. So thank you for being with us today.
You're welcome. I'm honored to be sharing with you guys today.
Thank you so much. Now, for any of the fans and followers that's on the call, if you have any questions that's popping to your head as we're going through the questions that we already have, we want you to type those questions into our email box at support@rawveganmatters.com, support@rawveganmatters.com, and I will monitor it and try to get those questions in if we can. If we can't get them in, Ashley has agreed to answer any questions that we do have come in, and we will put them in the transcript and have them available to you that way. So fair enough. So let's get in to our questions. Now, Ashley, I'm going to ask you a few questions about yourself to help everybody get introduced to you and your story. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I first heard about you, read your story. You were motivated to lose weight once again when you had to get into a dress for your sister's wedding. Now, that decision turned out to be a transformation of your entire life. So would you share with our listeners the little background story to how that decision came about?
Of course. Well, my sister, she had just gotten engaged to her now husband, and she was like, oh, are you going to be a bridesmaid? And I was like, yeah, of course, you know, I'm so happy for you and everything, you know. But in the back of my mind, I was like, you know, I don't want to go up there and stand beside you and, you know, look, you know, terrible, and I wasn't feeling good. So I was like, I have to lose some weight for this. You know, all my family is going to be in town, and they're going to have, you know, people who haven't seen me in a while are going to see me. So, you know, I have to try and lose some weight and look, you know, look good for this, you know, event. So that's what really jump-started the whole process. I did try to lose weight beforehand a couple of times. And, you know, it was just quick little one-month things here and there. I lost 10, 15 pounds. But it was nothing, you know, life-changing like what happened afterwards.
Okay, so you were 21 years old, weighing 252 pounds. Now, let me ask you. Do you have a genetic trait of being overweight that runs in your family?
I really don't believe obesity runs in genetics. Mm-hmm. Most of my family is slim. I was always, you know, chunky, but I was actually never super heavy until I went to high school when I stopped playing soccer and when I met my now husband, and we just went out to eat a whole bunch, and, you know, I stopped the activity I was doing, and that's what really ballooned me into that 252 pounds, you know, into that obese state. So that's what really pushed it into that.
Well, why do you think that this particular time you actually got those results of losing all that weight, trying the raw diet as opposed to all those other things that you tried before? What made the difference?
I think what really made the difference is because on the other diets or other, you know, plans I was doing, it was mostly calorie counting and restricting and taking medications. And, you know, now I know better, but those things, you know, you can't limit yourself, you know, calories and then, you know, try and make up for it in certain ways. It's just not going to work, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you're allowing yourself nutrient-dense foods and you're allowed to eat until you're full, your body is going to eventually heal itself because it's getting the nutrients that your body has been deprived from for so long.
Okay. Now, what did your then fiance and your family reaction? What was their reaction to your decision? How did you handle that?
They were like, you know, I was telling them about it, and they were like, "Oh, well, you can do that. I'm not going to do that, but you know, you can do that, and that's good for you. But I'm definitely not going to do that. I need my meat. I need my steak. I need my cheese." You know, the same responses. You know, the usual responses. And that's how their reactions were. But now my fiance, well, 5 months after that, my fiance actually went vegan with me. The same one who was telling me I'm not going to do that. So yeah, he followed suit eventually.
Now, what was the mental dialogue like going on inside your head from the time you decided that you was going to go cold turkey until you finally reached the point of no return and the chatter kind of stopped? About, I know you started talking about, well, I'm going to quit or whatever. How did that chatter, how did you handle all that? What was going on in your head?
Well, once I started seeing, you know, people that were living examples, you know, who were not only losing weight, but they were also thriving and glowing and looking very healthy at ages 50, 60, 70, I decided right then and there, like, this was it. Like, I'm never going to eat junk food again. I'm never going to eat a standard American diet again. I'm going to, you know, eat the foods that were created to make my body thrive. And that was just it.
That was just it. Yeah, that was just it.
That was just it.
I told y'all you were strong-willed.
The proof was, like, right there for me. So I was like, if it's going to cause harm to my body, I'm not going to put it inside my body. So it was just getting to that point of actually learning what was good for me and what was bad for me. And so once I knew, I stopped eating what was bad for me.
Now, what's the number one piece of advice that you would give anyone who's considering a raw food diet?
Well, I always advise people to incorporate as much fruit and vegetables to their current diet as possible, while at the same time reducing the amount of animal flesh and animal byproducts that you're eating on a daily basis. So I always tell people, much fruit. As